Hello and welcome to Out of My Element on RMU Radio. It's our triumphant return after a few weeks of not being here. Today we're going to talk about documentaries. We're, of course, that show that talks about movies, movie news, movie topics, anything related to movies we talk about. I'm here with Morgan Torsha.
Hi.
Or as I like to call her, Torgan Morsha.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about documentaries today. Our favorite documentaries, why we like documentaries, what makes documentaries so flippin' special. So, Morgan, why don't we start with a documentary you like?
All right, well,
let you go first.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
My favorite documentary is Super Size Me.
The one about the guy who goes to McDonald's.
Yes, he has to. It's 30 days from February 1st to March 2nd in 2003. He could only eat McDonald's food, and if they asked him if he wanted to supersize it, he had to say yes. He ate there three times a day, every day, and it totally messed with him. He had mood swings, gained so much weight. It took him 14 months to lose the weight.
Now, I've seen that documentary for sure. I've also seen another documentary, and the name of it escapes me right now. But it was another guy who did the exact same thing, but he actually lost weight. And what he was doing was he was arguing that this guy, and man, I can't remember his name now. The guy who did this, I can't remember.
This guy's name's Spurlock.
That's it. Morgan Spurlock, I think. Jordan Spurlock?
Jordan.
Spurlock. He does a, and we'll talk about another one of his documentaries in a little bit. Some guy did one and said, you know, Jordan Spurlock, though, was like this vegetarian who like lived a really active lifestyle. Mm. So this guy was like, I'm an average person. What if an average person ate McDonald's? And it wasn't nearly the like adverse effects on the body as what happened to Spurlock. So there is that aspect to it. Another Jordan Spurlock film, however, that's really great is called Palm Wonderful Presents. And it's this movie about selling advertisement space and how like everything is for sale. And to prove the whole point of the movie is like he's going through trying to sell the title of the movie to make the movie that he's making, and in the end, Palm Wonderful, like the pomegranate juice company, pays for it, and they just paid for then the entire documentary that was made about getting them to pay for it. So it's a cool documentary, but Super Size Me is your favorite documentary?
That is my number one favorite documentary.
He's a really popular documentary filmmaker and actually probably one of the more famous ones.
Mm-hmm.
My personal favorite documentary, since we're talking about that, is one called Dear Zachary, a letter to a father about his son. And it's just a great film. It's about this man. And actually, he's from Pittsburgh. The reason I watched the documentary was the guy it's about worked pretty much across the street from where I worked the last few years. So, you know, I watched this documentary. It's about him, and he's in this relationship with this woman, and he breaks up with her, and she murders him. And she murders him in the state park that was, like, down the road from where I worked.
Oh.
And we'll come back to that in a minute. Right. I have a cool story for that.
Cool.
She gets murdered by his ex-girlfriend. She leaves. She's from Canada. She flies back to Canada, and Canada won't extradite her back to the United States, so they can't charge her with murder. So she pretty much gets away with murder. And it's about this guy's parents are really, like, you know, trying to get her, you know, she should be in trouble. They're trying to get her to pay for what she did. And then 4 months later, they find out she's pregnant with his son. So then it becomes this documentary about, you know, remembering the father for the son. And that's why it's called Dear Zachary. And it's supposed to be a documentary about the father for the son. And then at the end, there's, you know, there's a few twists and turns in the story. It's a really great documentary. Most people will probably cry at it. It's very emotional, but it's so well done. It's such a great story. And actually, I'd watch the documentary, and I was telling my, you know, people about it, and I told my mom about it. We were going to the place he gets murdered is called Keystone State Park. We were going there that day, but then when we got there, we had to turn around, and my mom was like, "That's what was happening." So I was there that day.
Wow.
They found his dead body. So, you know, it's a cool connection. Plus, I live out that way, so a lot of the places they talk about, you get to see. Great documentary, though. Really well done. And actually, this is great timing because today it goes back on Netflix.
Oh.
It's been off Netflix for a few months. So if you're really in the mood, you can watch it there. Let's see. Other great documentaries that we'd like to talk about. Have you ever seen a documentary called I Am Divine?
I've not seen it, but I have heard a lot about it.
It's great. It's a documentary all about this drag queen named Divine. It's a really funny, you know, the Divine is actually the drag queen that Ursula from Little Mermaid is based off of. So it's a documentary on, you know, her, and it's an awesome documentary. It's so cool. It's so funny. This guy, you know, John Waters, I'm sure you know who John Waters is. For those people listening who don't know who John Waters is, he's the guy who wrote Hairspray and, you know, he did Pink Flamingos. He does a lot of, like, really weird kind of stuff. But Divine was, like, you know, a lot of people have seen the new Hairspray with John Travolta as the mother. Divine was the original mother. That's why they always have a man play the mother.
Mm.
So it's you know, it's a great documentary. Divine is a really interesting person who's had a huge effect on pop culture, but I don't think a lot of people know about her. It's great to watch. Another documentary. Morgan, go ahead. What do you got?
All right, my second favorite documentary. It's called The Aristocrats.
I've never seen it.
All right, well, let me tell you about it. It's this group of comedians. It's like George Carlin, Whoopi Goldberg, Drew Carey, Robin Williams, Sarah Silverman, Gilbert Gottfried. It's about this joke that all comedians are supposed to know, and it was dedicated to Johnny Carson because it was his favorite joke. And, well, first I'll tell you about the joke. The joke, it's a long-standing joke between comedians, and it's where the setup and the punchline are almost always the same thing.
Okay.
And their midsection, which it can be as long as you can. The goal was to try to get the joke to be as long as possible. One guy had it going for 90 minutes.
Wow.
And it's completely improvised and it's supposed to make or break the rendition. It's not like a specific joke, but the joke is called The Aristocrats. And it's the documentary is pretty much them telling the backstory of this joke and each one of these people, like Whoopi Goldberg, telling their version of the joke. It is probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And the joke usually involves, it's a person pitching an act to some sort of talent agency. And the first line is usually, a man walks into a talent agent's office. And it goes into this whole long-winded joke. And then the joke ends with the agent, like, either, like, really confused or impressed, going, what do you call that? And then the punchline is always, the aristocrat. And it's probably one of the funniest documentaries I've ever seen in my entire life.
I'll have to check that out. If you're into comedy documentaries, there's also another really great comedy documentary out called Women Aren't Funny.
I have not heard of that.
Yeah, it's it has a lot of the same people you actually are talking about, Whoopi Goldberg, Sarah Silverman. It's just this whole documentary exploring the idea that women comedians, it's based off the idea that, like, people always say women comedians aren't as funny as male comedians. And then it's kind of like, it's a documentary about, like, yeah, sure, women comedians are just as funny as male comedians, if not funnier in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
So going along with that, that's great. A great comedy documentary, too. Also, another one we have to talk about, the incredibly popular, I feel like most people have seen this documentary now, Blackfish.
I've seen that.
The one about the killer whale, Tillicum, in SeaWorld. You know, every time I talk to somebody about this documentary, I hear, like, everybody, I always hear people say, like, that's my favorite documentary, that's the best documentary. And I think it's a good documentary.
It's not my favorite.
It's even maybe a great documentary, but it's not my favorite. And I don't think it's one of the best I've ever seen. It's very well done, but, you know, and it is sad. You feel bad about what they're doing. But if you do just a little bit of research on the movie itself, you'll find that a lot of the information is, like, not 100% factual. Some of it's, you know, some of the people who are giving the testimonials about how bad SeaWorld is, a lot of those people were fired from SeaWorld, like, years ago. Like, one of the people they interview who's talking about, like, oh, they mismanage in SeaWorld and they treat them awfully, the person had been fired from SeaWorld since, like, 1982.
Think about how much time's passed.
And, like, how much time has changed. So some of the, like, testimonials they got weren't 100%, you know, up to date, possibly, I guess you could say. So, you know, it at least gets people talking about the issue. I just don't think it's maybe as powerful as everybody seems to believe. And there are a lot better documentaries out there.
Mm.
That's kind of the point in this whole show. There's a ton of documentaries you can go out and see. Now, another one of my favorite documentaries is called Life Itself.
I have seen that.
You've seen
it. Loved Life Itself.
Life Itself is amazing. It's It's based off the book, which is one of my favorite books also, Life Itself by Roger Ebert. You know, me and Morgan have all obviously read and watched these movies, and you can tell from us being on a movie talk show, we love movies, and hearing from Roger Ebert just the ideas, the day-to-day life, what he had to do and what he was doing to become a movie critic, because he is the penultimate movie critic. He's like, you know, I think everybody who's a movie critic strives to be Roger Ebert, you know, like having your own show and all that. To just talk about movies is really the dream, and this documentary is just amazing. But it's not just about him. You know, I always tell everyone, you know, we're, me and Morgan are TV majors, but we're really involved in journalism, really interested in journalism as well. I always say anybody who is even remotely interested in journalism should watch the documentary Life Itself, because it is about Roger Ebert and the movies and that overreaching theme. But there's so many, you know, journalistic learning moments in it. And the one that always comes to my mind is he talks about when he was in college, he worked on the school newspaper, and he was editor-in-chief for the paper when John F. Kennedy died, was assassinated. And they put a big story about it. It was a big front page, you know, layout of, you know, the assassination. And then on the back of it were advertisements. But when you opened up the like the newspaper, it was this little Indian with a rifle and shooting a rifle, and the rifle was pointed right at JFK's head when you opened up the paper. So he tells everyone to reprint everything, and everybody was really upset with him. But it's like this whole learning moment for journalism. Mm. So that's another great documentary. You got another one, Morgan?
I have one more.
One more.
It's the story of National Lampoon and how it came to be. It's by Douglas Tirola, and it's about the magazine mostly.
Okay.
And how the magazine like spun off and became like the life of comedy and humor, and like everything that went on in their offices, and like it interviews all their staff members and like people who were fans of the magazine. Shows a lot of like unseen material that they weren't allowed to print. It's like based in Greenwich Village in New York City, but it's just like how it began to be, how it turned into like a movie industry, and all the craziness that happened like because of it. And it's a good one.
I've never watched that one either.
You should watch it.
Very interesting. I have to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Some other great documentaries out there right now. There's a new one. It was just released a year or two ago. I guess 2014. Mm-hmm. So about a year ago. It's called Dinosaur 13. It's about, you know who Sue the Dinosaur is?
I do know who Sue the Dinosaur is.
It was like the most complete T-Rex skeleton ever made. And it takes you through the whole story of Sue the Dinosaur, the T-Rex, and how they found the skeleton and how it was a complete accident that they found it. This woman was just like, she didn't want to go with the rest of her crew who had a broken down tire. So she was just walking around and she found the skeleton, and it's the most complete T-Rex skeleton ever. And there was a huge battle over who owns it. Like, does the person who found it own it? Does the company who paid for the person who found it own it? Does the state own it?
Mm-hmm.
Does the federal government, because it was on a reserve, own it? And it goes into details about all that. I really like dinosaurs, so it's fun to watch in that regard. And then the last documentary that we will highlight is called The Act of Killing. It's a Oscar-winning documentary, actually. I believe it won 2013. And it's all about, I can't remember the country, Cambodia, Vietnam, some Asian country. And it all goes around how there was this terrible like genocide going on in this country nobody really knows about, and how they were just willing to let it go.
What?
And like they were people were just accepting that the genocide was happening over there. It was just like a normal thing.
Oh my god!
People weren't really outraged, and then how they got over that whole, you know, genocidal mentality as a culture.
Wow.
Sound interesting?
That sounds very interesting. I'm gonna watch that.
You'll have to watch that. So to wrap up, documentaries you should be watching tons. Dear Zachary, go watch Life Itself. Go watch, give Blackfish a shot if you've not already seen it. What were yours?
Super Size Me, National Lampoon, and The Aristocrats.
There you go. You've got some great options. Hopefully we can expand your movie palette a little bit. Next week, we will be back on the radio, 1 o'clock on Fridays, talking for as long as we feel like talking about some topic of movies yet to be determined. You can always follow me on Twitter. I always announce what we're going to be talking about on Twitter. You can follow me at Eddie_Sheehy_, or you can follow Morgan.
Morgan_Torsha.
Beautiful. She just has one less underscore than I do. So we will talk to you all next week. Morgan, you have anything final you want to say?
I'm good. I'm good.
All good. Thanks for listening to Out of My Element on RMUradio.com.